Podcast One presents Off the Vine Drunk Dial. It's all about dialing digits and making questionable decisions. Let's get it started.
Okay, this is awkward. I need to get some sleep.
Off the Vine is brought to you by MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. The original reality show is back and streaming now only on Facebook Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is the next true story of seven strangers picked to live in a house and have their hookups, screw-ups, apologies, fights, tears, voices, and lives streamed exclusively on Facebook Watch. It's the return to the first unscripted show in TV history that tackled gender, race, AIDS, taboos, life, death, addiction, connection, acceptance, and reality, and it's being reinvented. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is an all-new reality experience with content dropping daily and new episodes every Thursday. Find out what happens when the next generation stops being polite and starts getting real again. In Facebook, click on the Facebook Watch icon and search The Real World on Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. Welcome to this week's episode of Drunk Dial. We are sitting on the floor in a little circle, cross-legged, drinking wine. Me, Mom, and Jason Michael Tardik. And Jason and I are going to share a mic today because I have a third mic somewhere, but I can't find the splitter. So, you know what? It's always a makeshift podcast for Drunk Dials, you know? That's part of Drunk Dial. Just doing whatever your little heart desires. Anyways, so we're in Canada, and we've been here for the full month. And, Mom, we're leaving tomorrow. How does that make you feel? I'm genuinely so sad to leave. Like, I'm not ready. That was the best summer. I feel like it was just...
Ramen. Sorry, I shouldn't have cried like a puppy.
That's totally what it was. I feel like we got so many boating days in. It wasn't smoky. It was just sunny and beautiful and happy times. And we did sea-doing trips. Jason, what was your favorite part of the summer?
Favorite part? I think it's hard to pick one because I'm just overwhelmed with how beautiful this place is. They have unbelievable wineries. The golf has been fantastic. The late night card games and the grill outs, or you guys call them barbecues, and really just learning the way of the Canadians day to day.
And on that note, Mom, I think you have a confession because I was just downstairs while we were getting supper ready. Ooh, I think that's another Canadian supper. Thing to say supper and dinner. Not dinner. Supper, yeah. You mentioned that you've never had poutine in your life.
I am Canadian.
And you've never... And are you, though?
Well, is that the fact that if you've never had poutine, then are you really Canadian?
Yeah. That's a fair question.
I am a born and bred Edmontonian.
All right. And who's never had poutine? You proud
no,
of that?
No. Well,
what do you... You like fries.
I love fries.
You like gravy. You're a big cheese guy.
Yeah.
So but what's your
schmishel together, and it looks like a heart attack waiting to happen to me.
Mom?
Yeah.
Ramen, you do not go up on Mom's bed. It's not good for you, but it's a Canadian, like, what is it? What do they call it? Delicacy. It's a Canadian delicacy.
I wouldn't call it delicacy. Maybe not even tradition.
No, if you live in Canada, you have to. I'm going to make you poutine before I leave at 8 in the morning tomorrow.
Oh, yay. Okay, I will look forward to
breakfast poutine. Jason did a funny post today on Instagram where he was talking about all of the funny Canadian sayings. And there's ones that I didn't even realize were there.
Should we do a couple?
Yeah, give me a couple.
All right, so things I took notes of that are differences in Canada. So they call KD, that's Kraft Dinner, that's macaroni and cheese. Czech is spelled different, C-H-E-Q-U-E. Mm-hmm. They don't say they're going to take a shower or take a nap. They're having a shower, have a nap. They don't call someone, they phone someone. Process is pronounced just like that. Thongs are not correlated to the objects in the thong song. They're just flip-flops you put on your feet. Let's see what else. They call spits sunflower seeds if you're looking for something more sweet. No, there's a huge difference between candy and chocolate.
Oh, yes.
Mickeys are small, 3.375 milliliters. A 26 is a 750. A 3-liter, that's my favorite, is a Texas Mickey. It doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
It keeps going. Holiday, I mean... Double at Timmy Ho's, Tim Hortons. I mean, that's just a small list. But I'm slowly but surely getting used to the day-to-day lingo.
You've been doing really well, but may I just intercept here?
Of course you can.
On the KD.
Yeah.
That's also Caitlin Dawn.
Yeah, that's what my mom calls me.
I call people think I call her Katie, but I call her KD because it's KD.
Call me KB. KB. Ramen's biting.
My friends call you KB.
Yeah. Everybody in your little circle calls me KB.
Need to beat the heat of the blistering summer sun? Pop open a can of delicious with LaCroix sparkling water. LaCroix sparkling water was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshment, flavor, and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. Try one of LaCroix's 25 delicious flavors like key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit, peach pear, coconut, and more, plus LaCroix sparkling water features the newly introduced hibiscus, all confirmed derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. Enjoy LaCroix sparkling water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. LaCroix is a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle, and it is available nationwide. So for more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check us out at www.lacroixwater.com.
Ramen is nuts right now. Why is it? This always happens during podcasting.
It's like
and
a
then the
child.
Second you finish, he's calm.
When you were little and I was on the telephone, like an actual telephone with the little
with the
cord.
Swirly cord.
Yeah. And you were fine, absolutely fine, till I got on the phone and it was. Yeah.
Is it because your attention's going somewhere else? Like,
yes.
He's biting my brand new shirt right now. Ramen, out of control. Okay, but Mom,
yes.
While I've got you right in front of Jason.
Yes.
Don't do
I'm just kidding. I was going to say, do you approve? But you already did before.
You know, I do. He's like one of the family now.
Yeah, he is. So I thought we could do a little Friday drunk dial of Bachelor in Paradise because, good Lord. There's a lot going on.
Love a duck.
I mean, we all know it's a shitstorm all the time, but bringing the shitstorm into somebody else's wedding?
Oh.
Mom's John mad at
Paul
John Paul Jones.
Shame on you.
Yeah, Mom's mad at him.
Shame on you. You know better.
But here's the thing. It's a produced bachelor wedding, and I feel like he got caught up in the not even realizing to take a step back and realize it was somebody else's special day because it was still a produced show. Producers around, it still just felt like paradise to them.
Do you think maybe they said go talk to
what was the whole issue anyways?
Yeah, what was it?
So John Paul Jones went on a few dates and then he realized he had this coming to him that like he's in love with Tayshia. And then
how hot is Tayshia?
Tayshia is a beautiful
woman.
She's beautiful.
Stunning.
Yeah. So then he has this coming too, but then Derek is now trying to wheel and deal Tayshia because things didn't work out with Demi.
Because Tayshia's also trying to wheel and deal Derek. This is my whole problem is it's not like it's one-sided and Derek's just going after a girl who doesn't want.
Mm-hmm. Let me go on the record. I am a big fan of Derek.
Me too. I love
Derek,
him.
Derek, he's a sweetheart. He's smart. And ironically enough, him and I actually once upon a time worked at, he still works at a company that the bank I worked for acquired. So we've talked business. He's a great guy. And in Derek's defense, it's like you're on paradise. Isn't that the purpose to go and like test new relationships, test new boundaries?
Yes.
And his first one with Demi didn't work out.
And clearly, Tayshia was on a different page than John Paul Jones too, but he's not yelling at her.
No, that's right. There's the double standard.
Mom's a big double standard guy.
Which I respect, especially in this franchise. I think it's fair not to have double standards. Mm-hmm. The problem I have with the Derek and JPJ thing is I've never met JPJ, but I feel like I'd like him.
First of all, I'm a little mad at JPJ right now just for his behavior on this episode, but he is my favorite character in a long time.
Character is a good word.
He's a character.
For sure.
Mom, give us your little lowdown on the double standards.
Well, I think the old saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
What does that even mean?
And what's good for the gander is good for the goose.
Is Crystal Gander and Goose is Goose?
Oh, yeah. That's what they call him, right?
Okay, explain.
Well, what I mean is equality. Equality, I mean, if you're going to come down on a guy for doing something, then you need to come down on the girl for doing something.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
And so, and being honest is all part of that. So speaking your truth and letting it show and not just making the guy look like the bad guy or the girl look like the bad girl, but showing the whole story.
Well, I'm like, I get frustrated here where everyone comes down on Blake. I know I've preached enough about Blake not doing, like, he didn't murder anyone, but it's so many of these girls have hooked up with different guys in the Bachelor franchise. They're just not called out for it. And that's okay that they did.
Yes. It's kind of like they now encourage that.
Right.
But they make the guys look like they're terrible man whores.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not.
And they're not.
I know. I don't like that either.
Yeah. I think so. And Kaylin is a good person. And so is Blake. But I think, you know, Kaylin was really like in love with Colton. You know, she obviously had something serious with Blake or something that seemed serious. The Dean thing, clearly crying, very into it. And then immediately the Connor S thing. So, and I get it. That's the purpose here, right? Like, try, see what works. That's dating. But
that's like speed dating.
I don't know. Like,
well, I'm just saying, Kaylin, like, you know, she gets, she's the Dean thing's done and she just jumps right back on the trip. Connor comes around the corner and she's like, ding, which I,
good for
again,
her.
I understand and good for her because when you get heartbroken, all you want to do is distract yourself and flirt and it's so much fun. That's all, that's what I would do. That's what she did. That's what anybody would do. But then you can't criticize other people for it.
No,
Blake was heartbroken by Becca.
That's right.
Jumped on the like, ooh, a distraction. Ooh, a distraction. Ooh, a distraction in the world he's in. And so did Kaylin and so do all these other girls.
Yeah. Yes. And Blake made some serious mistakes, right? And he's paying the consequences. And I think he's the kind of guy that's going to learn from this and come out of it a much better person. So I don't think any of that gives Blake any type of, you know, justice for what happened because he was wrong. But that's also, I don't know.
Girls involved and consensual.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm just saying, I want everybody to be happy.
World peace.
And yes.
Peace.
And I like that, Jason, that people learn from their mistakes.
Right.
People always learn from, and I think Blake has too. Or did you just say that?
Okay, tell me if you can relate to this. You walk through the door to greet your little fur baby, and as you're saying hello, you get a whiff of something off. You scan the room. There it is, a little gift on the middle of your favorite rug. The one that really tied that room together, scrub as you might, there is no use. The rug is ruined. This has happened to me, and it's the worst feeling ever. But not anymore, because Ruggable rugs are machine washable. Throw it in the wash, throw it in the dryer, lay it back out like new. Even an 8x10 area rug fits in a standard washer dryer. Unfortunately, I've found a little oopsies on my Ruggable rug before, but throwing it in the washer and dryer is so easy, and it's like having a brand new rug. Ruggable, that's Ruggable with two G's, has a patent two-piece system with a high-quality soft pile rug that clings to a non-slip, easily removable pad. All Ruggable rugs are resistant to spills and stains, pour coffee, wine, juice, just about anything without any stress, and they're non-toxic, making them completely safe for your kids and pets, which obviously is something super important to me. Check it out. They're designer-created styles ranging from boho chic to traditional and modern, all made in the U.S. I have the Linear Aztec black rug and absolutely love the way it looks and feels. These rugs are super, super cute, and you would never know that Ramen got into them. Go to myruggable.com/vine. That's myruggable.com/vine. And 15% off your order and free shipping will be automatically applied to your purchase. But that offer is only applied if you go to myruggable.com/vine. Ruggable, washable, livable, lovable.
And speaking of Dean, wait, can I say something about Dean?
Yeah, of course.
Dean, I was upset at you for leaving. Like,
but then you saw the shave come and the comeback at the end of last episode.
Yeah, and I was saying through the episode, I was saying, oh, shave that mustache. Are you trying to look like, I don't know, Dean Martin? I don't know, from that era. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. But, and then, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Back, he lives in a van and rocks a mustache.
I love Dean. I'm a big Dean fan.
Well, I've always been a Dean fan.
So I've been a fan of Dean. I just, What's wrong with him having a mustache living in a van?
Well, your ex-husband has a mean mustache.
I know. And he shaved it. Excuse me. He shaved it off one time. And you
cried.
And Haley went running from the room crying.
Yeah, because it wasn't my dad anymore. Mustache defines him.
The one thing I'll say about Dean is I think what's nice is he went through a lot of ups and downs, good, bad, ugly. I say that a lot. But he has found himself. You know, he found what makes him happy, and he's even sacrificing love to say, this is the lane I'm in, this is what I
yes,
want out of life.
I agree.
I don't want to put you in a bad position.
He didn't want to lead her on.
Right. And he really, you know, he didn't go dating a bunch of other girls. He was always so cutely committed to Kaylin, being like, yeah, I'm not going on the date. Yeah, I'm not going on the date. Yeah. And for him to just know, like, wait, I might hurt you later, and I don't want to do that, and be honest and
that
upfront.
That was very mature.
And then he comes back, so we don't know what
happened. I can't wait. Until Dean comes back the very next day. Dean comes back. We thought he was a loser, but a goner.
It's goner, but it's nice goner. Change there.
And mustache free.
Yeah, and sans mustache. So
I think you need Kaylin on this podcast because there are so many perspectives that we've come across with her. Like, we got to hear.
Yeah, I agree. And the only thing is getting ABC to allow certain contestants to come on. But I would love to have, because that's part of the reason I love having a podcast, is giving everybody a voice. I want to give Blake a voice. I want to give Kaylin a voice. I want to give Dean a voice. I want to give everyone.
I even have a voice.
And okay, wait. Can we just talk about how I did not like the dragging Colton's kissing thing.
Oh,
that's not okay.
It's a low blow.
It was a low blow. And it felt personal because I'm like, do you really need to throw that little segment
in?
You've got weeks of content and you're going to throw that at him?
Just like, why?
Because she was probably told to say that.
He's found his happiness. Like, he's moved on. Right. Well, what do you, like, why do you got to go there?
I didn't like
very
that.
Petty.
I thought that, yeah, tacky and petty. I didn't like that. Now, what do we think about Tayshia and Derek, or Tayshia and JPJ? What's going to happen there?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think Tayshia's invested in JPJ.
No.
I could see Derek. Like, Derek's a 32-year-old guy, professional in New York City. He's had a bit of a go here on Paradise, right? He was, like, fully vested in Demi and supported her decision and her priorities. And now he's got this situation. I could see him just being like, listen, this isn't working out. I got to go.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah.
Because I think Tayshia and him look really good together. And
yeah, that would be a good-looking couple.
Maybe they'll have just a nice friendship. I don't know.
I mean, a lot of people come out of this with a friendship, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it was also, speaking of tacky, that Crystal and Chris had to say, okay, now some of you are going to come to the reception and the rest of you have to go home. And they were like, it wasn't even like maybe if they knew that was coming, okay, fine. These people, but it was like, okay, if we call your name, like a freaking Red Rover, calling your crush over.
You're going to make the team.
And then you're the last one and you're like, I'm a loser. I didn't like that.
I feel bad for them because their love story is just so honestly beautiful,
beautiful,
and they're great people and they look stunning and everything was nice. And then there were some just random ass curveballs, like when they randomly saged them just before they're supposed to say, I do. Like, you saw Chris's face. He's like, what are you doing? Remember when they burned and saged and walked around? And I think picking the table is probably a curveball too. So the only question I have about picking the table situation is, if you're Clay, what is the right decision? Do you go? Do you have that conversation? Or do you say, you know what? If my current girlfriend on Paradise isn't invited, it doesn't make sense for me to go. I don't know what
the
answer is.
It was awkward all the way around.
Was awkward. I was like, oh good.
I was cringing a little. Like, I felt bad for them. And they're going, what, are we not going?
Well, I just feel like
behind?
It was a setup for Clay and his ex to be,
of course,
you know,
good TV.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie though, I'm hooked. After all that, I'm like, and this, and I didn't like this, and it was tacky, but goddamn, I can't wait for next week.
Can't wait to see Dean without his mustache.
Yeah. Mom's the most excited for Dean without a mustache, and I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. Okay, let's get to a couple questions. So Jody Airdrie wants to know, who is the person or the people that influenced you the most growing up to be the badass woman that you are today? We're going to call her.
Hey, it's Jody. Leave me a message.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Oh, what? I don't get to leave her a message? Hey, Jody, it's Caitlin Bristow calling. You might know me from such shows as Drunk Dial. We're trying to get a hold of you because you wanted to know who the person or the people are that had influenced me to be the badass that I am. One, thank you. And two, I'm with her right now. She's my mom. And you could have had a chance to talk to his mouth. But unfortunately, you didn't pick up. So we'll talk about your question on the pod right now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, on that note, Mom. I feel like all growing up and into my teens and everything wild that I did and crazy and stupid and just the not going to college and just whatever, you didn't pressure me to do what you thought I should do. You just completely let me be who I am, and I thank you for that because it really has got me where I am today.
Well, thank you. Why do girls' voices go higher when they're going to cry? Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I don't know, but that's super cute.
I just am happy for you to be you.
Thank you.
And you are beautiful inside and out. And I mean, that's a saying, but it's very true.
Well, I just feel like you've always let me be who I am and you let me go on my own path instead of telling me what I should do. And it really worked out for me.
Yes.
So.
And I did not want you to leave home at age?
19.
No, yeah, I wasn't ready for that. But the universe was taking you places.
And mom would come visit me in Vancouver and I was just a freaking degenerate and she would just hold my purse while I did it. And like, you just let me be whoever I was. God.
And lose her keys. And
I was just a shit show. But I learned from it. And it's not like you were like encouraging it. You were like, yeah, you go. You were just like, Caitlin, like, dear God. But I wanted to say thank you because you have influenced me to be who I am. Rachel Rose asks, I feel like this is a good one for Jason. Do you have any advice for someone who is moving across the country away from home for the first time? What do you wish someone told you about moving?
I would say just embrace everything that goes along with it. So you're going to be nervous and you're going to be anxious and you're going to think about home and you're going to want to visit home. What I would recommend you do is you do none of that. Commit yourself to the place that you're going. Journal about the new adventures, the new people you meet. There's a reason you're there. There's someone you're going to meet that's going to change your life. And open your eyes to everything around you. Get off your phone, put your head up, and just see what's around you.
Be in the moment.
Be in the moment. Participate in clubs. Join charity events. Use social media as a means of meeting people. Get on Facebook groups. I know a good Facebook group that even if you're not a nurse, traveling nurses are out there and they align different activities and things to do. So just embrace every moment of it because it's an experience that most people never get. And the most I've learned about myself and the most I've grown from a personal and professional standpoint was when I made the moves I did.
Well said, Jason. Wow.
Why don't you get into like speaking at universities?
Lecturing.
And, like,
yes.
Seriously.
Philosophy.
I feel like that's Jason's calling, is to help people and literally just like change their lives. I feel like you always have the best advice.
Go team.
Go team.
Hump day. Hump day.
Mom, if anybody's seen the commercial where there's a camel walking through the office and he's like, Mike,
hump day with Daisy.
He's all positive and happy. That's what mom thinks of Jason.
Yeah, he's our cheerleader.
Yeah. Okay, so Katie Mather asks, in time of questioning or doubting yourself, how do you find the strength from within to push through? And for me personally, I think that's come from just like realizing that I'm always telling myself lies if I'm doubting myself. It's always lies. And I think there's like a stat out there that 94% of the things you tell yourself that are negative are lies.
That's the insecurities coming through.
Yeah. And so I think it's just taken time of just being aware and self-aware and knowing that I'm telling myself the lies and believing that they're lies and then turning it around and telling myself, even lying to myself, saying, no, you're awesome and you got this. And even if I don't believe it in the moment, lying to myself until I convince myself and then
read those sticky notes on the mirror.
And then you get through it and you realize that you're right. Yeah, I am awesome and I can get through it. And you just need to prove yourself right sometimes.
Don't doubt yourself.
Yeah, the only thing I piggyback is like fear is this intangible, fake, powerful, motive that just like has such an impact on our lives. And when you put that aside, you realize majority of it's just imaginary. It's these thoughts you have in your head, like this is going to go wrong. This isn't going to happen. And when the bad things happen, usually that's when you learn most about yourself. So the only thing I'd say is like, just don't let fear run your life, run your own life, lead your own life and find happiness within. And that's all I got to say. Screw fear.
I was just going to say fear, but yeah, ooh, screw fear. Oh, sorry. Ooh. Sorry. I just really meant that. I felt
that should
it.
Have been a bleep.
It's a great adjective.
Bleep.
Yeah, the bleep. Bleeping. But yeah, I agree. It's just, it holds you back more than anything. And when you're doubting yourself, it probably means you have to step out of your comfort zone in some way and do something.
You have to believe in yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really have to believe.
And even if you have to convince yourself that you believe in yourself, just tell yourself every day.
I think the last thing I'd say is failing is okay.
Failing.
What
is
that?
If your fear is failing, failing is okay. Failing is great. I'm getting laughed at
because
I say my A's weird.
It's failing.
Feeling. Feeling is okay.
No, long A.
I can't be serious anymore. Anyway.
Anyways.
Failing's okay, and I think that's when you learn most about yourself.
That's true.
Well, and I've said it on other podcasts, is that failing isn't really failure because you learn something from it and grow from it, and usually something successful comes from that.
Yeah. And the last thing I'd say is it's just okay not to know. Everyone puts so much pressure on having a blueprint, and you must know what's next and how it's going. It's okay not to know. And I think it's okay to stay in that space to try and find yourself.
That is something I truly and strongly believe in, is you don't have to know, and don't put pressure on yourself to know, and just allow yourself and forgive yourself to, to just figure it out. Figure it out. I didn't figure stuff out till I was in my 30s. Yeah. It's some people don't figure it out till they're in their 60s.
There's some people that still haven't.
I got a little, you gotta hit restart.
You just gotta hit restart sometimes.
And there isn't a limit on restarts.
No, and it does. Yeah, there isn't a limit. And you just sometimes, it's kind of refreshing to just restart. Like, you're like, okay.
And we're going to restart this fall because all we've done is eat like shit and drink a ton.
I was going to say.
Wipe the slate clean.
We're going to wipe
the slate. In September, you are going to restart. Eat and drink clean.
I was going to say, and we have to wrap this up because I can smell the hot dogs downstairs.
Rob has said they are ready.
Yep. My veggie dogs are coming off the barbecue. Your guys' hot dogs are ready. We have fries, and then hit the restart button. Okay, last question. Finally, the answer we all want to know. Nicole Johnson wants to know, when will Ramen get a friend?
Oh.
Plenty of friends.
Yes.
Ramen has so many friends out there.
Ramen has more friends.
As grandma to the fur baby, I would say one is good.
Well, that's what we said about a first one. TBD.
No.
TBD. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he wants one.
All right. We're hungry. Thank you guys for tuning in to Drunk Dial. Thank you, Mom, for being my guest.
Oh, thank you. I am just so happy to be here and to see you two together. It does my heart. I will sleep well knowing.
You never sleep well.
No, but I'll take you off the worry list.
Oh, like, good.
Because to see you two together with Ramen, and you're real. I mean,
I'm going to end it on this. Jason came in this morning, or maybe it was yesterday, and we were all laying there, and he goes, oh, I love our family. And I was like, I do too.
That's beautiful.
And we love you, Mom, and thank you for having us this summer.
Thank you.
And
Well,
you need to come to Nashville now. Ow, yes. Ramen's biting my finger. Ow. Oh, okay. Toodaloo.
Sponsors for this week's Drunk Dial: MTV's Real World, MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. LaCroix Sparkling Water. LaCroix is a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. Visit LaCroixWater.com. And Ruggable. Go to MyRuggable.com/Vine and receive 15% off your order. Ruggable with 2 G's.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?